right. This is a princess and/or the priest.
And/or, it's usually just the priest.
Who?
It's usually just the priest.
Oh, no, I can't say that. I haven't made a lot of recordings lately. So, you know, I think after I went to that SCI indoc meeting, I got a little nervous and I stopped doing a lot of my activities, and I've just decided that I'm not going to let that kind of stuff bug me, you know. All of my recordings tend to be of a quasi-religious nature, all the stuff I put
sometimes we talk political
blog.
Stuff.
It's okay. And political's not bad either, as long as I'm not talking about stuff that has to do with work.
No,
that's all that matters.
Gee,
and I never talk about work. I'm not even sure Lisa fully knows what I do. Sometimes
no,
I drop some hint like I'm some kind of weird super spy, but I'm not.
No. And you know what? I really don't
want to know what you do. Ha ha ha. Lisa never has. She really has always wanted to keep a good distance from my work. So, and that's okay.
No, that's not true. Like when you were a WIC nutritionist and when you worked for, with Alita Brown.
Oh.
I was interested in what you were up to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it was a question of interest.
And even when you were working at San Jose Schools, I was curious about how your classes in home ec were going. Notice I never asked about the computer classes.
Yeah, I think Lisa's got a thing about computers. She just don't like them. That seems to be okay, because they don't like you much either, huh? Yeah. Well, so today we're in Jack.
This isn't Jack. This is Bobcat.
Oh.
Bob.
Fudge fritters.
Our Bob.
It's Bob. Sorry, Bob. Good vehicle. I don't mean to denigrate you. On our way to Albuquerque. It's a few days before Thanksgiving. I got the week off. Lisa got the week off, by golly. So we're doing stuff. Going off to do some temple stuff. Going to do an endowment session. Yeah, I do. We're going to hit the big city, on the town, which is a little sad. We used to go usually watch a movie or something, but the movie theaters that we went to all shut down.
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
And not just shut down until COVID's over, they sold out.
Went out of business.
Completely.
Yeah, they're gone. Have a nice day. I think that's what it's set up on the marquee.
It's been nice having, being able to serve you all these years. But
yeah, but
we've closed our doors.
Take
Thank
off.
You for your patronage.
We're out of here. So, yeah. So now it's just, shopping. Hadn't really talked about whether we were going to do both Costco and Sam's Club.
I don't know.
Costco keeps sending you stuff, so I'm guessing that you still got your membership for that.
Yeah.
But Lisa's decided she's a Sam's Club girl.
Well, I really like to think they have at Costco, but they're pricier.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Well, most of the stuff is, I don't know. Those guys have their little Kirtland brand, in-house brand, but it's just expensive too.
There's a lot more organic and gluten-free
what, the yearly membership costs more?
That and their prices compared to Sam's.
Okay. Well, then there it is. What do you do? So, yeah. Sam's Club it is. I've never had a big issue going and getting gas at Sam's Club.
Yeah.
You know? You might have to wait a little bit for one car to get done and get out. But boy, Costco, I don't get it. I don't think their prices are all that fantastic in gas either. But their lines are like 10 deep. I don't understand why that has to be so, but it always is. You know, people say, oh, I always go and get gas at Costco, and you go, I don't have the time. Or I don't want to take the time, I guess.
There you go.
Because it is. It's like, oh my gosh, you'll be there for an hour just trying to get to a pump. And I don't. It's almost like there's some kind of weird thing that happens to Costco people that they're perfectly fine sitting in line for hours like we had an oil embargo in the 70s. Gee whiz. It's like these people are already ready when, you know, you gotta sit in the gas line when only the odd numbered license plates can go to the gas station. I remember that vaguely as a very young kid. But of course I was never in the car as far as I recall, you know. My parents would go out to go foraging for gas, not me. They kept me at home. Back in the days when it was legal to do that, leave your kids at home, you know.
Yeah.
Stay in the house, stay out of trouble, watch TV, whatever. Captain Kangaroo, woohoo! Anyway. The old days. And it was. I'm sorry, the old days were better. Now, most certainly. Although I guess it is kind of nice to have DVDs. We didn't have anything like that when I was a little kid.
Yeah, but TV was so safer to watch back then.
That's true. Poor Lisa.
I mean, the raciest thing my growing up was Three's Company. There was a guy and two girls rooming together. Woo!
Yeah, and he had to make like he was gay so it would be kosher.
Yeah.
But it was all a big joke back then. Nobody took it seriously.
Nope.
You know? Now it's like, oh boy, you better respect them. You better treat them good. And you go, boy, yeah, I tell you. Oof. Anyway. Yeah, Lisa's about ready to let her Hallmark Channel
go by the wayside.
Subscription go by the wayside because they've started getting weird. I thought they were a pretty safe bunch, but it's getting a little. It always starts with the lesbians. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's okay for girls to hug, right?
Yeah.
Always has been. And I guess it's just a little ways to go to them kissing on each other. I don't think guy gay stuff is that. You don't see him kissing too much on public television or stuff, even stuff on the internet. Yeah, you just don't see a lot of that. The girls kissing and the girls, you know, having the drama in the relationships is okay. And I think it's because it's really important on some level for guys to appear manly even if they're gay, and that doesn't work very well, you know? So surprised. It's really good stuff. But then again, I have always thought that art and music were kind of, you know, and I don't mean to be rude to those art forms. It's wonderful stuff. But that being a decent artist and being a decent musician is a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
And like I said, no rudeness to the art forms at all. I always thought people who got rich being artists or being musicians was kind of a fad. You know, I don't, because every town had a brass band.
Trash scat.
Yeah. I've always been amazed by the fact that these guys could just crank this stuff out very, know, beautiful curves, looks really nice, and I mean, they just do it with a can of freaking spray paint.
I know, right? Who does that?
And you're going, boy, you know, when you kind of have it in your mind that art is something you do with a palette and with a brush, and you really sit there and work it, you know, to make it look the way it does.
There's
a great site that Sam could hit. This is the Montoya one. Anyway, yeah, I don't know how far Sam's been ranging out, but he needs to start ranging out. There's, like I said, there's 1,000 little cemeteries out here, because there used to be 1,000 little towns.
I know. Yep, it's Montoya.
He talks like it. I'm not gonna check on him. I'm not gonna do that. That's for the Bushmans and
between him
President
and
Blazer. And yeah, he says I'm not. My parents didn't work me over on my mission. I have no intention of working my kid over. Probably our last missionary, so I'm not going to get too weird.
I'm hoping that when he looks back on his mission, he doesn't regret that he didn't put forth as much effort as he probably could have.
Yeah. I hope so. And, well, I
know he does the San Juan one, because I'm there.
Yeah. And there's a couple, there's Pleasant Valley up north of San Juan, too. You can go hit that one. It's not very far away at all. It's like 5 miles north of town.
Yeah.
Hopefully he talks to people, because people know. They go, oh yeah, there's one out there, there's one out there, there's one out there. I'm sorry. Hopefully not getting off the subject of art, unless you wanted me to get off of art.
No, I was
kind of
wanting you to get off the lesbian guys.
I got off that very nicely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But yeah. You know, and I've noticed that get on YouTube, I guess there's kind of a thing now where people get in these like concrete stairwells and they'll sing in there, and of course, you know,
it echoes
the acoustics are cool, and you know, these guys are really good.
Yeah.
You know, and the SWAT family's outfit, Two Great Crossroads.
They're good.
It says they're good, and you're going, oh, are they going to be like millions? You know, are they going to make millions of dollars? Are they going to win awards and stuff like that? And you go, no. And you go, oh, that's so sad. And you go, no. It's just because for some reason there became a music industry and everybody listens to, you know, music industry stuff. I said, it was never that way before, and I think it's dying now.
Well,
I think you're going to see less and less of that stuff because there's so much stuff now available.
I remember last year they went for a competition.
Yeah?
And they didn't even place. They just got an honorable mention.
Which I'm sure is like a participant award.
Yeah.
And you're going, yeah, this is, are they good? They go, oh, yeah, they're very good. And you go, but that's okay. Every other town has at least two or three groups that are really quite good.
Yeah.
And this came from the time, I think, when every roadhouse, every gin joint, had a live band, you know, and were they good? And you go, yeah, they were good, good enough. Every nobleman's hall, you had to have some musicians there for, you know, the dances. The cotillion thingies and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just so, yeah, it's just like art and music, I think, are relatively common talents. Wonderful talents. And should be cultivated. Absolutely. But yeah, it says, is it going to be your job? And you go, no, it's not going to be your job. Because you're never going to make much money at it. In fact, you probably won't make any money, to be honest.
These guys have an issue.
Let's let them have issues on the side of the road. Hey, it's great. I felt really bad a couple of weeks ago. I was really killing myself trying to get to Albuquerque to get to the temple. And I usually don't have much time. I leave at work at 5, and I've got to be there by 6:30 to get things pulled together. And it's tight. It's tight, tight, tight. And there was some people over at the side of the road, and I just went past them. And I felt a little bit bad about it, but then I thought about the Vernon and Gary Gerard getting their car ripped off, and I said, and these guys had cell phones. You know, they had them stuck to their heads. I don't know if they were calling for help or they were just calling their buddies because that's what they do.
You know?
And so I said, you know what? I said, I think they're okay. They can contact people if they need, you know, if they need this and need that. They can get the help that they need through their cell phones.
Yeah.
And I don't need to get involved and I don't need to, you know. So, I keep telling myself that it's getting trickier, and I don't think you should See, that's bad, though, because, you know, the whole good Samaritan thing. Although, I don't think they were in bad shape at all. You know, there was no, like, stuff like that. Every time I see a wreck there on the interstate between where I sleep and where I work, the state police are already there handling it. So it's like, oh, they don't need me. I would just be a problem, yeah. So I think it's indicative of the times. What do people really need? And when I thought about it, I just said, well, I think more people need temple work done than need help on the side of the road anymore. Like I said, I don't know what the Lord thinks. I don't know how He feels about it.
There's a guy trying to come on the road. I'm in the way.
Yeah. Truck's here, truck's there.
That truck would get over.
Uh-huh. Well, this guy's going fast enough right now. He's doing pretty good. Well, this guy finally decided that he needed to get out of the left lane. Thank you. I tend to be more aggressive, I guess. New Kirk! Here's a little... I'm sure there's at least three cemeteries near here, too. I wish I saw more output out of Shayna. I see plenty out of my dad.
Yeah.
I figure Shayna's got time. I don't think it's like that. Well, I'm just so busy. And they're going, especially during the winter time. You know, when things kind of settle down. I think I said something like that to her on the last thing. I said, it'd be great if you saw some more of your art. You're up to. I hope she hasn't just flushed it down the toilet. That would be sad. That was one of my things about saying, you know what? I said, if you get kind of a, I said, now, you know, the money isn't fantastic. Just doing just kind of a gut job, you know, working at Allsup's. Doing a developmentally disabled place know, it says it buys you time so that you can work on writing or art or music or you know, some of the, I don't know if we should call them the finer things, because like I said, I think these should be accessible to a lot of people. It shouldn't be something that only the rich and the famous get to imbibe in. And I'm kind of sad when, after she went into debt to get her bachelor's degree, that it's like, well, you know, you can do art therapy.
And she really enjoys doing that.
I know, but just... And a whole lot of people do this, so I don't want to really pick on her for it, you know. But, you know, people get, I don't know if it's nervous or they don't really want to be held to a high standard of anything, you know. If I have a master's degree, people are paying me a lot. They're gonna expect a lot out of me, you know. And it's like, well, you know, I can take just a job. Shana's got a good situation, you know. It's just room and board's taken care of.
They let her use the vehicles.
All of her needs are pretty much met. But if she wants to do anything beyond just what that outfit finds useful, they're not going to really let her do it, or they're not really going to be very supportive of it. And you go, that's part of the problem of those kinds of situations. But, you know, she's alive, she's well, I think, as far as I know. At least the last time we talked, I think it ended on a decent note. She wasn't screaming at me. That's nice. And, yeah. I certainly recall giving her, or suggesting to her that something like this would give her the opportunity to work on her art. I don't know ultimately if it was, you know, you always put ideas in people's heads. Sometimes they remember that it was you and other people that put the idea in their head. Sometimes they don't. You go, well, whatever, you know. And if it's okay for Shana, it's fine. Now, the whole thing is, you know, it wouldn't have to get in the way of marriage and family, although she's done a pretty good job of making sure she'll never have that. But, I think a lot of people are hoping on a certain level, well, I don't know if it's a lot of people, that all this COVID junk and everything kind of falling apart will reinvigorate being a stay-at-home mom, you know, what would be considered a more decent family life. Of course, I don't know, God, the price of housing and a lot of things needs to adjust.
Yeah, because you can't do that with a single income.
I think it depends on where you are. You aren't going to be able to have an amazing house. Like, it seems like there were some phases, and the 20th century, I think, ultimately will really stand out as a really unique period, you know? Before the 20th century, you know, guys like Jordan Peterson talk about, you know, just absolute widespread poverty. But it was poverty that worked. You could live a reasonably fulfilling life in poverty back then, I think. The 20th century was this strange animal. The wars coming out of it, and then kind of the booms that came with those wars. Homesteading Act was really an amazing thing. Anybody could get 160 acres of land. You know? And that was something that poor people at the time couldn't have, right? I mean, we had movies and stories about the whole, you know, I'm leaving Ireland. I'm tired of paying rent to my landlord. I'm going to America. They're giving away land. Half the people didn't believe him, and the other half said, well, I'll go check it out. And sure enough, it was true. They were giving away land. I've been looking at these acres of land that are off the beaten path and pretty cheap for somebody like me to buy, and I might, you know, and I, it might, you know, and maybe it's the spirit poking at me saying you need to buy a couple of places so that your kids will have something to work with. You know, Brenna's working, our daughter Brenna's working hard on stuff like earth ships that I had kind of an earth ship phase, but it was really obvious really quickly that it was going to be really expensive. Most of those earth ships, after you do all the things to them, they usually cost you a couple of million dollars to actually put it together and to make it work. It wasn't made for poor people particularly at all. Made for rich people who wanted to virtue signal and say, look how wonderful I am. And not that's a bad thing. Brenna's living off of it right now. Now, I don't know if she's actually going to be able to make one of her own. You would have to do it a bit differently to make it work. It's not impossible at all. So, I don't know. I don't want to buy my acres all in the same places. Like, I know there's still plenty of acres for sale where I'm at now.
That's junk land.
It is junk land. That's okay. It's not evil. It's not wicked. There's people living out there. trust me. The other acres that I see that are worth, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, they're quote junk land too. Just different places. Or in places that are so far from like Albuquerque or Santa Fe or someplace like that, most people don't want them, you know. If you're going well. Those are good places to flee to when times get interesting. Prices are actually going up on the land over there. I can actually make a profit.
I apologize.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. We're starting to find people who are wanting to get away from the rat race, or wanting to get away from the big city. Even people that you would consider to be rather well off are struggling. You know, and they're rebuying this land. Of course, they're mostly buying it to hold on to it for a little while and to resell it later. It's, you know, that's what people do. If I end up holding on to my acre out there long enough, Lisa, the waste places are going to be wonderful, right? Is that what the scriptures say?
Yeah.
It'll be a wonderful thing. Of course, I think I'm on kind of a wash. I'd have to be careful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it on stilts or something. I'm not quite sure exactly what I want to do. And once all the mountains get made low and the things get in the valleys rise up, they're just not gonna know what your acre's even gonna look like at the end of the day. It's hard to say. That's okay. It's still yours.
Oh yeah, 326. Ouch.
Yes. Good that we got our gas in Tucumcari. So I don't know, you know, now the whole thing is I always have to talk Lisa into these land purchases.
Yeah.
I like the one up by Regina. It's up really high. It's up at almost 7,500 feet. So, the winters are bitter to a certain degree, but the summers are extremely pleasant, because it rarely gets above 90.
Isn't it harder to grow food in higher elevations?
You have to grow different food. You have to grow more cold weather stuff. Apple's too good up there. There's stuff.
Cruciferous vegetables.
I guess. What are those?
Cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower.
Yes, berries. Berries would probably do okay up there if there was enough water. The problem is it has about as much water as 2 or 3 does, which isn't very good. Anyway. I don't know. It's a doable thing. Doable thing. You know, you just don't want to buy any land like that up in Colorado, because they've got all kinds of restrictions. And you end up not being able to do anything on it. Where in New Mexico, to a large extent, New Mexico has no way to enforce anything. They can make all the rules they want to, but they can't enforce any of them particularly. And you can do quite a bit. And you know, my boat's always available after I'm done with it. One of the kids can take the boat. call it someplace where it's a little more. Need a place to stay? Do a little homesteading? Which I think, you know, Brenna, I think's got a good bead on the fact that it's a good thing to do is to come up with your, to be able to have that capacity. And Shayna's gotta be learning about, you know, farming. She does farming with the, you know, with the developmentally disabled. They obviously are going to need a little help, so she's going to have to get good at this stuff too. And my boys are getting good talents. Plumbing is a wonderful thing to know. And it doesn't matter where you are, people need plumbing done. Even if you live in the middle of nowhere, within a 10-mile radius of the middle of nowhere, you got a bunch of people who need plumbing done. Just life. Everybody needs water. Well, I'm kind of sad we never talk anybody into electricity. Maybe I should break down. Get my electrician's license. For after the things. And I'll just take the jobs I want to take. You know, it's like, I don't want to do weird stuff with all this stuff. I got to work out my own electricity anyway. I need to update mine. Of course, a big, tall guy trying to crawl around in crawl space and trying to dig through walls and stuff like that doesn't sound very exciting, does it? I'm not a big fan of attics, to be honest. Anyway.
Josh.
Well, he's a pretty smart fellow.
Yeah, he is.
I don't have any doubts that things will go well for him. The relations between nations are still going to be there too. I don't think that's going to die off either. Well, hopefully someday.
You guys hiking?
In PJs.
Yeah.
They're pretty loaded too. How far they hope to get. Maybe seeing more of that kind of stuff. Anyway, so yeah, this is, I'm not feeling too bad. It's a big question of, should we have acres kind of spread out, or do we want to buy, you know, crap houses in Tucumcari and let our kids take advantage of those? I feel like I've got resources that can be put to good use. for our family.
Our past.
that one, you know. Down payments. We don't have a ranch to sell anymore, so that was a one-time gig. But worked out pretty good for our generation. Anyway, so yeah. I've been thinking about that and saying, you know, maybe that's why I've got this weird obsession with this stuff. I don't know. Lisa's got a okay.
You have to live where the work is. And if they don't have, I mean, look at you.
Yeah.
You're not living where you're working. And
so?
It's a sacrifice. It's a hardship.
Lisa, as far as I'm aware of, that's what we should be expecting going forward, is this kind of stuff. You're going to have to make do with what you got. Put this up on the internet at some point here. It'll be marvelous. There's an hour. That's about the maximum you want to go. Okay. Well, Lisa, say bye to everybody.
Bye, everybody.
And we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.